You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Section Sports on Q92, brought to you by CCM Health in Montevideo, Kyle's Small Engine Repair, Madison Dental Clinic, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, B. Johnson Electric, Ludvigson Timelink, Trontossil Seeds, Jim's Market in Canby, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Canby Meat Center, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jenny O. Turkey Store, American Surplus, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Gruel Electric, Independent Oil Company, Midwest Truck Parts, The Dawson Dairy Queen, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Lean Lumber, Appleton Dental Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Section Sports brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency, Sowearable Design, Sturtevant's of Canby, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Schibbel Mutual Fire Insurance, Miller Services Incorporated, State Bank of Taunton, City Hall Bar and Grill, A&B Auto, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Pete's Electric Motor, Larson Tiling Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Topti Auto and Sales, Kluver Law Office, Heather Nursery, Mattress Barn and Marshall, United Prairie Bank, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Dawson Truck Parts. Section Sports brought to you by Cargill and Madison, Fixin Chiropractic, Tenson Marine, House of Spirits, Canby Farmers Grain, Woodstock Telephone Company, Madison Bottling, The Western Guard, MVTV Wireless, Citizens Alliance Bank, Sather Building Supplies, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, T&D Barnwood Rustic, Southwest Insurance Services, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Erickson Chevrolet, Frog at Auction and Real Estate, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Section Sports brought to you by Ag Plus Cooperative, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Prairie Sun Bank, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Appleton Area Health, Gislason's Hardware, B&B Electrical Contractors, Ag Processing Incorporated, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Klein Insurance, Lee Motor Company, and Section Sports brought to you by Prins Bank, Doug Service and Marine, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Jubilee Foods, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power, REC, KB's Bar and Grill, The Strand Agency, Steve Haas, Minneota Building Center, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Edward Jones and Company, NB Golf Cars, and Johnson Memorial Health Services. It's 11:04, and time to switch our attention to girls basketball, and Bart Hill, take it away.
Hey, welcome everyone to Montevideo High School, the site of Super Saturday, Section 3A girls basketball. Because of switching back and forth, going to Section 3A wrestling down in Morris, we actually are entering this broadcast with the game already about 3 minutes in. And alongside of me is my broadcast partner, Ryan Lee. And Ryan Lee, couldn't ask for a better start for the Eagles.
Yeah, exactly. Coming out 11 over on to start the game. Nothing better. I mean, that's what they wanted to do. Come on, get up early.
Yeah, we didn't have a time for a Subway pregame with the State Farm starting lineup, so apologize for that. But Ayanna Gibson started it off. She had a driving layup, got fouled, put the free throw in for a 3-0 lead. Cameron Lee had a nice pass down low. She put that in, and the Eagles were up 5-0. Then Riley Lund hit back-to-back threes, which caused Dawson to take a timeout. So with 14 minutes to play here in the first half, the Eagles are out to an 11-0 lead. Maybe, Ryan, you can just quickly run through the starting lineups of both teams.
Yeah, for Dawson, Ayanna Hassett, Jr., Chelsea Hughesby, Sr., Kate Dahl, Sr., Haley Anderson, Jr., Allison Essling, Jr., Black Farrell, Riley Lund, Sr., Isabel Gertis, Jr., Taylor Shelstead, Sr., Ayanna Gibson, Sr., and Cameron Lee, Sr.
All right, we are back in action here. Dawson Barrett has it. They're coming at us. Kate Dahl put up a shot that is partially blocked by Cameron Lee, so Riley Lund has it, bringing it up the court, going away from us on the left side. She kicks it out to Isabel Gertis, a long three-pointer attempt that's just off. Rebound on the floor to scramble for it.
Redmond
Gibson went down and took that away from Haley Anderson, so we're going to jump ball, and that possession is going to stay with Lacaparo.
Yeah, already this game, Ayanna's had 2-3 steals already. Quick hands. Eagles are playing tough defense.
All right, inbound pass went to Shelstead. She kicked it out to Gertis. That three-point attempt was off. Kate Dahl, who was the player of the game last night, comes down with the rebound. Allison Essling's bringing the ball up the court. Coming right at us, we have a great vantage point about 25 feet off the court here in Montevideo. Section 3A girls basketball. Hughesby has it on the right side. Kicks it out to Dahl. She takes a look, takes a three-pointer. Nothing up there. Isabel Gertis with the rebound, and she's going to kick it up. As Shell said, just a little long run.
A little too high on that pass. Good idea.
Yeah, I like the aggressiveness.
Yeah, Taylor was coming down the right side. Isabel threw what a half-court pass, and a little too high.
11-0, 13 minutes to go in the first half. Essling has it, kicks it out to Hughesby on the right wing. She's going to dribble out to the top of the key, and that ball is going to get deflected and stolen by Taylor Shellstead. Isabel Gerdes having trouble getting pressure from Essling. We know she's a great defender. She finally gets rid of it over to Shellstead, back to Riley Lund on the left side, back out to Shellstead on top of the key. We saw these teams play about 3 weeks ago, and boy, Lakpar had a lot of steals in that game.
Yeah, they did. They won that game 59-14 the last time they played.
Taylor Shellstead with the drive on the left side, and she puts it up and in. A 13-0 lead now. 12-20 to go in the first half. Here comes Essling with the drive down the right side layup. That was a little bit long. Picked up by Haley Anderson. Kicks it out to Dahl for a three-point attempt, and that is good. State Dahl had 18 points last night. She gets Jacksonville Blackjacks on the scoreboard with a three-pointer.
Yeah, good effort by Haley Anderson to keep that possession alive. Kicked it out to Dahl for three.
Eagles have it. Isabel Gerdes driving on the right side. Nobody stopped her, Ryan.
No, nice drive. Cam kind of sealed the defender off, and Bell just kind of went right around her and in for two.
Well, the screens are big, especially if you can screen someone dribbling the ball.
All five starters now scored for Lakparo.
All right, we got Kate Dahl is going to drive underneath. She's
another
block. Another block by Cameron Lee. I think that's already her third.
Yep.
Shellstead's got it, bringing it up the right side. Nothing there. She's going to stop and take a 15-foot shot. That's off. Gibson with the rebound, kicks it up to Gerdes. Her shot is a little bit long, and the ball goes out of bounds. But it was last touched by Swierzynski, so Lakparo will take the ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Assay checking back in for Hughesby. And we have Jalen Lee checking in for Gerdes for the Eagles. 15-3, just over 11 minutes to go in the first half here. Section 3A girls basketball. Cameron Lee down low, kicks it out to Lund. Lund's going to dribble drive, kicks it back to Lee. Back out to Lund out front. She's going to do a dribble handoff to Jalen Lee. She's driving in, and she's going to get called for a trouble. Nice defense by Haley Anderson.
Yeah, it was. She came off Cam, and Jalen didn't know if she should shoot or pass and took an extra step.
The winner of this game will play again Tuesday night right here at Montevideo, a 6 o'clock game. Dawson has the ball in the right wing, has to looking for something that's not there. She's going to dribble a little bit. She's stopped, and there is a deflection again by Taylor Shellstead. Cam Lean comes up with the loose ball. Shellstead's going to kick it up to Riley Lund on the left side. Back to Shellstead. She's going to stop and pop from the free throw line, and that is good. 17-3 now. Lakparo in control early.
Yeah, Taylor took a couple dribbles right to the free throw line, pulled up for a 15-footer.
A number of their offensive scores have come off defensive steals. Good pressure, and there's another quick check, I guess you'd call it, in hockey.
Yeah.
Taylor Shellstead knocked it out of Dahl's hand, out of bounds, but Boston Boyd will retain the basketball.
Yeah, the Eagles are playing tough defense.
They're right below us here in Montevideo. She passed it to Essling. Essling, no place to go. Great defensive pressure by Ayanna Gibson. She's still dribbling, looking for something to do with the ball. Kicks it out to Dahl on the right wing. And there's a pass, and that is deflected. Jalen Lee's got the ball, loose ball, and she's going to go up for two.
Oh.
Just a little bit long, but Taylor Shellstead hustled down, got the rebound, kicked it out to Riley Lund. She put up a shot, and she was fouled. Good hustle.
Yeah, good steal by Jalen. Good follow by both Taylor and Riley. Riley got it, put it up, got fouled. She'll go to the line.
But if you can hustle down the court when your teammate is driving in for a layup, a lot of good things happen that time. Shellstead did get the offensive rebound and kicked it back. Riley Lund's first free throw is good. We got about 10 minutes to go. It's now 18-3. Isabel Gerdes checking back in. And we've got number 22 for the Blackjacks.
Rachel Jorgens.
Rachel Jorgens checking in for the Blackjacks. There's Lund's second free throw, and that is nothing but net. 19-3 now, with just over 10 minutes to play. Great start for the Eagles. And we're going to whistle, and did she step on the line?
She must have stepped on the line. She tried to drive baseline, and she stepped on the line.
The baseline is literally right underneath us. We have to step out and go over the top. All right, we're going to take a 30-second timeout here, so we're going to go to our sponsors, have a commercial break, and we'll be back with more Section 3A Girls Basketball from Montevideo after these messages.
You give your best to grow it, expect no less to protect it. Talk to your friends at Boris Crop Insurance Agency, insuring and serving farmers in Minnesota and South Dakota since 1995. They offer MPCI and crop hail policies and offer personalized farm map books. Call anytime for an appointment. That's Boris Crop Insurance Agency, where Mark, Deb, and Tiffany are ready to go to work for you. Give them a call, 320-752-4545. Boris Crop Insurance Agency. Experience you can trust. An equal opportunity provider.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs. Competitive prices, free estimates, materials on hand. They feature high-quality, low-cost buildings, agricultural buildings, commercial buildings, and residential buildings. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, 115 West 1st Street, Mineota. Give them a call at 507-872-6147. That's area code 507-872-6147. Mineota Building Materials, Mineota.
All right, we're back to action here in Montevideo. Section 3A girls basketball after the timeout. Dawson Boyd is bringing the ball up the court, and she is fouled. I believe that was on number 10.
Jalen Lee.
Jalen Lee, which I think is just the first foul for the Eagles. Dawson Boyd only has two. So Dawson Boyd, the Blackjacks, will inbound it underneath us, underneath their own basket. 19-3, 9.5 minutes ago. Eagles out to a commanding lead early, doing everything, Ryan, they needed to do.
Yep, this is exactly what they wanted, get out early.
There's a missed shot by Anderson. Taylor Shelstead with the ball quickly kicks it up the court. A pass from Gerdes over to Lund, and she missed the layup, and she's going to get called for a, offensive foul on the rebound, trying to get her own shot. So Lacapaula comes in as the number one seed. Dawson Boyd won last night in the pigtail round in the number eight seed. The winner of this game will play Tuesday night against either RTR or YME. RTR was the number four seed. YME is the number five seed. That game will be played right after this game. We will not be broadcasting this. Immediately after this game, we're going to head back to Morris with Dick Newman and Danny Lee to cover Section 3A wrestling. So Dawson Boyd has it, doll out front. She passes it, and that is turned over, deflected by Gerdes into the hands of Cameron Lee. Riley Lund bringing it up, kicks it back to Gerdes on the left wing, out to Riley Lund, top of the key. Tries passing it on low to Shelstead, out to Jalen Lee, a three-point shot. That was missed, but Isabel Gerdes gets a rebound, kicks it in two. Cameron Lee for two. Offensive rebounding.
Yep.
So far, excellent.
The Eagles are attacking that offensive glass, getting second, third opportunities.
And that's what's allowing them to score. The defensive pressure, getting those steals and then those offensive rebounds. Kate Dahl is going to take a shot just a little bit long. Riley Lund with the rebound kicks it out to Taylor Shelstead on the left wing. She's losing control. And she lost the ball out of bounds, but it was the last touched by the Blackjacks.
Yeah, the Eagles are doing a good job. They're getting out, running, forcing Dawson to get up and down the floor. After playing last night, they might have some tired legs.
Yeah, Gibson checking in for the Eagles for Riley Lund. Essling checking back in for the Blackjacks for Jorgens. Lacapaula with the ball underneath her own basket, passing into Jalen Lee. She kicks it back out to Isabel Gerdes for a three-pointer. That's off the front of the rim. Scramble for a rebound. Taylor Shelstead picks it up, and she's going to take a shot and put it up and in. Another offensive rebound, another basket.
Yep, another offensive glass for Taylor. Puts it up and in for two.
We got 23-3, just under 8 minutes to play in this first half. First round of the quarterfinals in Section 3A girls basketball. That ball was deflected, tipped, so it'll remain in the hand of the Blackjacks. Then pass the ball in the side. Down 23-3. Just under 8 minutes to play. Hasted gets it into Dahl. She's going to get down low to Haley Anderson, and she misses a little bit long on that shot.
Good defense by Cameron. She is just straight up and down.
She was. They kicked the ball in a hurry up to Gibson. It looked like it was going to go off the rim, and it spun around and dropped back in.
Another good job by Cam. She kind of sealed the defender off again, and Ayana was able to go in for a wide-open layup.
Yeah. Rebounding, kick it out to the outlets, transitioning into the layups. And there's Kate Dahl with the three. It's the second basket for Dawson Boyd.
She's got all six, two three-pointers for Kate Dahl.
She's got 6 points, and the lead is 25. To six now, Lacapaula, 7 minutes to play in the first half. There's a pass down low to Lee. Jalen, she gets it to her sister Cameron. Looks like there's a lot of contact,
yeah,
not called.
Nope.
Kicked out to Shelstead. She's going to do a little dribble drive, a floater. That was off the rim. She gets her own rebound. Kicks it out to Anna Gibson. She's trying to find room, and she was met at the top of the key by Allison Essling for a foul. Just real aggressive. I'm sure that was, that was one of the things when we talked to Coach Hawkinson from Dawson Boyd. They did a tremendous job of rebounding and boxing out. And I'm sure she's a little frustrated because she said that's what they worked on in practice. We've got to do a better job of boxing out. Did it last night, not so much today.
Yep. Yeah, you can't give a good team like Loch Parle three chances on the offensive side. You got to rebound.
All right. They inbound the ball. Got it. Isabel Gurdes on the left wing. Kicks it out to Lund, top of the key, down to Cameron Lee. Back out to Isabel Gurdes, left side. That three-pointer is a little bit long. And Huseby pulls down the rebound for the Blackjacks. Kicks it out to Allison Essling, top of the key. She's just a great leader on that court, Allison Essling.
She is. She knows when to push it and when to kind of back it off and slow things down a little bit.
All right, Huseby has it, kicks it over to Dahl, gets it over to Hasted. She's in front, dribble baseline. Nothing there, kicks it back out to Dahl. She's dribbling. Nothing there, back to Essling. She looked at a long three, did not take it. Little dribble drive, that's no place to go. Kicks out Huseby, back to Dahl on the right side. She's going to take another three-pointer off the front of the rim. Riley Lund picks up the rebound, and she is off to the races. Kicks it up to Isabel Gurdes, just a little bit behind her for a turnover. Essling's got it, and she's going full bore down the court, and she's going to up and in, but they're going to call a foul before the shot. Well, she got that, and she just split the defenders and went right to the basket.
It seems like when she gets going, puts her head down, she's going all the way to the basket.
You know, they're going to call a foul on the floor on Gibson first, so Dawson Boyd will inbound the ball underneath the home basket, down 25-6, just under 6 minutes to go. And she kicks it into Huseby. Huseby out to Dahl on the left wing. She's going to drive. Nice dribble drive. Puts it up and in. 25-8. Kate Dahl with all 8 points for Dawson Boyd so far. Riley Lund dribbling the ball up the court. Looks like Dawson is in a 2-3 zone now, Ryan.
Yep, they've switched to zone. See what Loch Parle can do here.
There's a shot from three-point land. No good. Jalen Lee comes up with the rebound. The ball was deflected, though. Isabel Gurdes chases it down. They're going to call over and back, but there is really an over to do over and back. You have to have possession. There was no possession on this ball. So Taylor Shelstead checking in for Cameron Lee. Cameron will get a little bit of break. And we're going to take a full timeout. Dawson Boyd, so we'll take a message or break for our sponsors, Section 3A Girls Basketball from Montevideo, back after these messages.
As a national leader in biofuels, Minnesota is bringing drivers a better fuel option that not only costs less, but is also better for your vehicle. Unleaded 88 fuel is a cleaner burning option that helps reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Add the octane boost, and unleaded 88 is the clear choice the next time you fill up. Look for the yellow 88 octane button. Or find Unleaded 88 at a station near you at betterfuel.org. Brought to you by your local Loch Parle County corn and soybean growers and their checkoffs. Who has the best pizza around? Well, PK's in Cambie, of course. PK Egan's Family Restaurant is open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and closed Sunday. Come on in for lunch. PK's has fruit punch and coat button fries, along with a wide variety of pizza choices. They have a full menu with sandwiches, soups, and more. Remember the pizza buffet on Wednesday. PK Egan's, located on Main Street, Canby.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo Section 3A Girls Basketball. I'm Bart Hill, filling in for Paul Raymer, who's a little under the weather. I got my broadcast partner, Ryan Lee. And Ryan, thanks for helping me out today.
Yeah, no problem. This is fun.
Allison Essling out of the break, hits one from the top of the key. She's got a two-pointer, and that's the first time someone other than Kate Dahl scored for the Blackjacks.
Yeah, Dawson's really kind of battled back here. Loch Parle's kind of gotten cold here the last couple minutes.
All right, Jalen Lee's got a ball, and down there. Nice pass by Isabel Gurdes. Little bounce pass to Jalen Lee. She puts the ball up off the glass, in for two, and she's going to get the free throw on the foul.
Yeah, nice pass by Bell. Bounce pass down low to Cameron. Or Jalen, she put it up and in.
And she'll be shooting the free throw here, and the free throw is up, and no good for Jalen Lee. A rebound by Kate Bell, and they're going to push the ball up the court to Huseby on the right side, and Kate Dahl back on top of the key. Passing around, little dribble drive by Essling. If she has an opening, she'll take it to the basket.
Yeah, she will.
Riley Lund cut her off. And we got to give the one shout-out to Darby Bjergon, though. He is doing the book for the girls today. Normally, Ryan, that is your job.
Yeah, that's my job, and I thought I'd do the radio, help you out. So Darby got stuck doing the book today.
All right, he gets his 15 seconds of fame. That's all he gets. There's a foul on Loch Parle, a dribble drive by Caitlin Dahl. They're going to call the foul on Riley Lund. Their second foul.
Jalen.
Oh, Jalen.
Yep, that's her second, too.
All right, I didn't see the zero. I saw the one come up. There's an inbound pass underneath and stolen by Jalen Lee and tied up by Kate Dahl. Jump ball is going to retain possession with Dawson Boyd. The Blackjacks will inbound it underneath their own basket. Down 27-10, just over 4 minutes to go here in Section 3A girls basketball. Essling's got it on the left side. She kicks it out front, top of the key to Hasted, being pressured by Anna Gibson. She's going to get rid of it, give it back to Essling. Essling's looking around, trying to drive. Girls switch defense there. Nice job by Lacamparo.
Yeah, they do a really good job of that.
Kicks it over to Hasted. She's going to drop it down low to a wide open Husby. Yeah, she came from the back side. It's wide open. Put that one in.
Yeah, good patience there by Dawson.
27-12 now. Lacamparo's got a pass down low to Shellstead. No place to go. Gertis has it. She's going to do a little drop pass down to Lee, but she just dropped it right into the hands of Dawson. Dawson's bringing up Allison Essling. She's going to go to the basket right away, and she's got a basket, 27-14 now.
Yeah, Dawson's really picked it up, the intensity here, defensively and on the offensive side also.
Well, Lacamparo had a 25-3 lead since then. It's an 11-2 run for the Blackjacks. They're not ready to go home yet, Ryan.
No. Seems like Dawson switched to that zone, and Lacamparo's kind of gotten not sure what to do here. Nice pass by Bell.
It was a long three-pointer missed by Lund, who got the rebound up to Isabel Gertis. She kicked it back down to Jalen Lee underneath, and she's put it up for two. Another offensive rebound, another score. 29-14, just under 3 minutes to go, and that ball is deflected, lost off the hand of Anna Hasted, and so Lacamparo will take over.
Yeah, she cut under the basket, and the pass went right through her hands for turnover, Lacamparo ball.
Cameron Lee checking in for her sister, Jalen Lee. Riley Lund's going to bring the ball up the court. Just under 3 minutes to go, 29-14, 15-point lead for the Eagles here in Montevideo, Section 3A girls basketball. Girls are doing a nice job passing around. Kick back out to Lund. She's going to take a three-pointer top of the key. The lefty, nothing but net.
Nice ball movement. Finding Riley, though. They're going to get open looks outside in that zone.
Well, and for a long time, they weren't making those. You know, they had some great success getting the ball down low, and they went to that 2-3 zone to try to counteract that. And Lacamparo's having a little bit of a tough time shooting from the outside, but they've hit the couple now. Austin Boyd with the ball, Essling out front. She dribbles him down to her left side. No place to go. Kicks it back out to Husby. Swings it around to Kate Dahl on the right side. She's going to do a ball fake. She's going to take a drive. Step, shot, no good. Rebound, Cameron Lee.
Good box out, good rebound by Cameron.
32-14, under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Riley Lund sets up in the corner, takes a three. That is off. Rebound by Kate Dahl. Little pressure by Lacamparo. Husby having a tough time getting it up. Hasted clears it out to Dahl. Dahl's on the left side. She's guarded by Gibson. She gets rid of it to Essling on the right side now. Long pass cross court. Essling's dribbling the ball, trying to look for something in the basket. Didn't get it. Hasted's going to drive in. Ooh, she's looking for Haley Anderson. And Haley was well guarded by Cameron Lee. She stepped in front of that, so there's no place to pass it. Ball went out of bounds. Turnover, like a foul ball.
Yeah, Hasted drove to the lane and then stopped and passed. Nobody was there to goes out of bounds, Lacamparo ball.
Well, other games today, RTR will take on Wyoming, the 4-5 game, immediately following this game. And then 2:30, Mineota, the number 2 seed, takes on Canby, the number 7 seed. The last game in the Section 3A girls is Wabasso, the 6 seed, taking on McCray. And then Montevideo, who's in Class 2A, they're actually playing a home game tonight at 7 o'clock, so a lot of action over here in Montevideo. Isabel Gertis with a long three on the right side, no good. Fight for the rebound, and another jump ball. Again, Ayanna Gibson, Cameron Lee, that ball's on the ground. They both went for it. A jump up with Ayanna Hasted. Possession, Lacamparo.
Yeah, they're attacking that offensive glass, fighting for that loose ball.
Inbound from Lund, she gets it to Cam Lee. She goes, sets up in the corner for a three. That was long. Rebounded by Kate Bell. She pushes up to Essling, and Essling is driving. She's going to take it up for a shot, just a little bit short on the layup. Isabel Gertis, she's going to take it up the court. She's not hesitating. Nice pass down there to Taylor Shellstead. Wow. That was a great pass. Looks like Magic Johnson doing a pass there. So 34-14 now. With just 25 seconds to go, Kate Bell is going to take a three and stop the key. That's no good. Falls into the hands. The rebound with Isabel Gertis. She's going to put it up. She's going to drive the basket. Kicks it down low again to Shelstead. Nothing there. She kicks it out to Cameron Lee. That shot just a little bit off. A fight for the rebound. It'll be Boyd. Oh, yeah. We have a player for the Eagles down. She is not doing good. She looks like she's in pain. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back with the action. So we'll get a break from our sponsors here while they're attending to Isabel Gertis, who is down on the court.
At First Security Bank in Canby, they'd like to remind area farmers that experience counts. Like farming, ag lending isn't something you learn overnight, and it's not something you can learn from a book either. First Security Bank in Canby has many years of professional experience in agricultural lending and all types of guaranteed loan programs. For farm operating, livestock, or real estate financing, see the experienced staff at First Security Bank of Canby, wishing the Canby Lancers the best of luck. First Security Bank of Canby, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, and proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Program.
Gisselson Hardware in downtown Minneota has been around for quite a few years, four generations to be exact. Shop Gisselson Hardware for all your hardware needs, paint and paint supplies, sporting goods, housewares, office school supplies, automotive, tools, electrical, plumbing, and much, much more. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7:30 to 4. Gisselson Hardware, your hometown hardware store, Minneota. Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo, everyone. Section 3A girls basketball. We are in the first game of the quarterfinals, and we still got Isabel Gertis is down on the court. She did a tremendous pass down low, and now they're finally getting her off the court. It looks like it could be a knee injury. We don't know the severity of it, but she is not putting any weight on that. She's going to get help off the court. Not so good news for the Eagles, Ryan.
No, not at all. We only play six girls, and then you lose a valuable asset like Isabel Gertis. Hopefully it's not serious.
Yeah, in the section conference championship game, Isabel Gertis had 22 points, was a player of the game, and she had 1 point. Ryan scored 18 straight points for the Eagles, and boy, you could have heard a pin drop in here. It got deathly quiet when she went down to the court.
Yep.
So we'll get a game recap here. There's 13 seconds left in the game. The Eagles are leading 34-14. They got out to a 25-3 start right away. You could not have asked for a better start for the Eagles, Ryan.
No, that's exactly how they wanted to come out, was get up and, you know, push the pace and get up early, and that's what they did. And then Dawson kind of made a run of their own.
They did. And then, yeah, they went on a, like, 11-2 run, and since then now Lockparl's got back into the groove scoring, and they've got a 20-point lead with just 10 seconds to go. Essling's going to dribble the ball up. She's looking to find someone. She kicks over to Hasted on the wing, and she misses that. Cameron Lee's got it. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Gibson's going to kick it up to Taylor Shelstead, and they will not get a shot off. So we've got a halftime score, 34-14. We'll take a few commercial breaks here, and we'll come back with the Monica's Apparel halftime and accessory halftime show. And remember, as soon as this game is done with, we're going to head to Morris and get more Section 3A wrestling with Dick Newman and Danny Lee. So we'll take a commercial break here, and we'll come back with some halftime information for you. So back after these messages.
Ag Processing is proud of the positive impact that they have on our area. AGP provides a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. Supplies soybean meal to hundreds of businesses and the poultry and livestock producers they serve. Supplies feed to over 2,000 private and cooperative dealers and their livestock producer customers in the United States and Canada. Being the third largest soy oil refiner, it easily could be that every person in the USA consumes some AGP soy oil each year. AGP Ag Processing Incorporated.
Are you looking to go green without a house covered in solar panels or a wind turbine in your yard? Thanks to the Economic Recovery Act, there's a 30% renewable energy tax credit for homeowners that install qualifying water furnace geothermal comfort systems. Water furnace geothermal units use the clean, renewable energy found in your own backyard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. With no ugly outdoor equipment, it's the practical way to go green. Call B&B Electrical Contractor at 507-872-6837 today for a free estimate. Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Camby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience at Doug Service and Marine Incorporated. Their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMinc.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Camby.
First exam, first bifocal, even family history of eye disease. Heartland Eye Care Centers is there for you at any age. Heartland Eye Care is a family-focused practice devoted to protecting your eye health, as well as enhancing and correcting your eyesight. We not only perform routine eye exams and fit glasses and contacts, but we also diagnose, treat, and manage ocular disease such as glaucoma, diabetic eye disease, and macular degeneration. Bringing your world into focus, Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Camby, and Dawson.
The debate about sports specialization by high school athletes continues. Some argue that high school athletes who play one sport all year long have a better chance of landing a lucrative pro contract. But that's simply not true. In fact, 30 of the 32 first-round picks in last year's NFL draft played more than one sport in high school. Of the 32 players drafted, 22 also participated in high school track and field. 19 also played basketball. Some also played baseball and lacrosse. What's the path to success for high school athletes here in Minnesota, no matter what their goals might be? Study hard. Always do your best. And if you can, play more than one sport in high school. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson. What's happening, Monica?
Well, hello, Paul Ramo. I have received 3 boxes of freight for spring. I've gotten reversible dresses in. I've gotten cute jackets in. I've got new shoes. I've got new capris. I've got new ankle jeans. You name it, I've got it. Plus, don't forget your sweetie. I've Monicanized a gift for her with a gift certificate, some truffles, and a cute top, or whatever you'd like to put in the gift bag. Thank you for shopping small. Like me on Facebook, and I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment.
Shop Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Montevideo High School, Section 3A. Girls basketball Super Saturday. 4 games being played here today, plus a 5th game for AA Montevideo. Lacaparo, the number 1 seed, is playing Dawson Boyd, the number 8 seed, right away. And Ryan, your thoughts on that first half?
Yeah, the first half, Lacaparo came out with 11-0 run to start the game. That's exactly what they needed to do. And then, you know, they kind of settled down. Dawson kind of settled in and got things going again. You know, then Lacaparo kind of settled back down, and here we are, 34-14 at halftime.
Yeah, their lead actually climbed out to 25-3 lead about 6-7 minutes into the game, and then they slowed down a little bit. Dawson Boyd started hitting some shots, in particular Kate Dowell. She had their first 8 points of the game for Dawson Boyd before, who was the other one? I think Essling had a basket,
yep,
if I'm not mistaken. And so that puts our halftime score at 34-14. Go ahead, Ryan, take over the first half scoring for both teams.
Okay, yeah, we'll start with Dawson. They had 14 first half points. Chelsea Hughes had 2. Allison Essling had 4, and Kate Dahl led them with 8. So 3 players score for Dawson. For Lacaparo, pretty balanced scoring. 6 players scored. We had Riley Lund with 11, Isabel Gertis with 2, Taylor Shelstead with 8, Ayanna Gibson with 5, Cameron Lee with 4, and Jalen Lee with 4.
All right, and so other action today from Montevideo High School. Like we mentioned, after this game, number 4 RTR will be playing number 5 YME. Number 2 Mineota will take on number 7 Canby. That's about a 2:30 start. And then number 6 Wabasso will take on number 3 McCray, tentatively scheduled for 4 o'clock. And in the south half, Southwest Minnesota Christian is number 1 seed. They're going to take on number 8 Murray County Central. Those games are all down in Worthington. And then we got number 4 TMB is going to take on number 5 Hills Beaver Creek. Number 2 Westbrook Walnut Grove, who actually beat Southwest Christian in that holiday tournament down in Marshall, they're going to take on number 7 Adrian Ellsworth. And then number 6 Red Rock Central is going to take on number 3 Edgerton. Again, all of those games are played in Worthington. All of our games are in Montevideo. And the second round goes to Montevideo again, Brian.
Yeah, next Tuesday, the winners of the 4 games today will play back here, be back here Tuesday night in Monty. And then the winners of those games will play in Marshall next Friday.
All right, so there'll be an extra round here in Montevideo at the high school and before everything shifts to the RA facility at Southwest Christian. Well, we probably should mention this, so for those of you that are just tuning in, unfortunate mishap for Lackawanna Valley after a pass. Isabel Gertis went down with what appears to be a knee injury. Brian, she was down on the floor for well over 3 minutes before they tried to get her up. And
yeah, she didn't put a whole lot of pressure on that leg when they kind of carried her off the court. So hopefully it's nothing serious.
Yeah, and of course, us not being privy to what's going on, they brought her down not to our locker room. They brought her down to the nearest locker room. The coaches were down there with her. They were down there for quite a while the halftime was going on before they went down to the locker room to attend to their own team. The Gertis family made their way downstairs. Not really sure. We have not seen her. She has not come out yet, so we don't know the status of her.
No.
But obviously, like you mentioned, Ryan, that is a huge blow to the Eagles.
It is, you know, especially they placed 6 girls basically all season, and she's a huge part of this. And to see her go down like that, that's a tough blow for the Eagles. But you know what? Next person up, you know, Jalen's got to step up. Kayla Jan might come off the bench here in the second half. She's got to step up. Kaya Cran, some of these other girls got to step up now.
Yeah, and you're listening to Monica Imperial, the accessory halftime show with Bart Hill and Ryan Lee. But we've got about a minute to go before the start of this game and then the start of the second half. I think we'll just keep it right here and talk about this game here. And you know, we're going to switch immediately following this game. And we'll try to name a player of the game as quick as we can. We're just going to do a brief summary of the game, and we're going to turn it back over to Section 3A Wrestling, which is in Morris. And that is being broadcast to you by Dick Newman and Danny Lee. So a lot of action today, but this is tournament time, Ryan.
Yeah, it is. Busy time of the year, and nothing better for high school sports than this time of year.
All right, the coaches are given their final words. And so let's think about those coaches. First of all, for Dawson Boyd, what do you think Coach Hawkinson is telling her team being down by 20 points?
You know, I think the biggest thing is they got a rebound. Lockfile is getting a lot of offensive rebounds, second, third chances. And, you know, if Dawson can just limit Lockfile to one shot and then get the ball down and, you know, be patient on offense. I know it's easier said than done against a Lockfile team that plays great defense.
They do. And we saw Dawson Boyd switch that 2-3 defense to try to, you know, put 3 girls down low so they couldn't get those offensive rebounds. And what do you suppose Coach Erickson was telling his girls at halftime?
You know, probably stay aggressive, keep pushing the pace, and you know, keep knocking down shots, keep fighting for rebounds.
All right, Dawson Boyd has the ball. They inbound it at halftime. Essling bringing it up. She kicks it up. The ball back to Essling. She's going to dribble top of the key. Well guarded by Shelstead. And they do a lot of switching, too. Hughesby has it now. She's going to get it to half court. She's going to do a little dribble drive. Nothing there. She kicks it out to Kate Bell on the right side. Dawson Boyd is going away from us now. Lockapar will be shooting right at the basket, right underneath us. Again, we're about 20 feet above the floor here in Montevideo. Pass to Hasted. No place to go. She gives it back to Essling, and that looks like she carried the ball.
Yeah.
I think it was Riley Lund that got a hand on the ball.
Yeah.
And it was almost a jump ball, but Essling had it, and she just
kind of took another extra step.
That's right. So Taylor Shelton now dribbling the ball. Just off to the right, Lund on the right side, over to Gibson, out back to left side, back out to Lund out front. Shelstead's going to drop it down low to Jalen Lee. Nothing there. Gets stolen from Dawson Boyd. Hughesby, she kicks it out to Hasted. Back to Hughesby. She's going to bring the ball up the court. 34-14, 17 minutes to go here in the first half. Section 3A girls basketball from Montevideo. You know, Ryan Maynard was telling us we have listeners from all over the country listening in Texas, Florida, and other places. So, you know, you got to thank those sponsors for allowing us to bring you all this sports coverage, especially today with the girls' basketball tournament in Section 3A wrestling.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, there's a pass from Shelstead. Just a little bit of a lazy floater to Gibson on the left wing and went out of bounds. So, turnover, possession, Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, both teams have had a couple possessions here now in the second half, and both have had turnovers so far.
Yeah, you know, once Gerdes went down, like I said, you could have heard a pin drop, and it is really a somber mood right now. There's some, you know, cursory claps going on, but in all, it's pretty quiet here, and I think everyone's just wondering what happened to Isabel Gerdes.
You know, and I think, too, for the girls, it probably weighs on their mind.
Yeah.
You know,
it's an emotional scene, you know, when your teammate is not getting up off the floor. Shelstead has it up front. She gets it off to Gibson. Back to Shelstead. She's going to take a three from the left wing, and that's nothing but 37-14 now, Lacrofell.
Yeah, nice ball movement. Taylor, nice open three-pointer.
Hessling's got it. She's going to drive in, take a shot. That went off the side of the backboard, rebounded by Cameron Lee. Quickly gets it out to Shelstead. Shelstead brings it up, pass to Riley Lund for two on the layup. Hey, you just got to love how they get out. They bring the ball up, and it's their teammates running down the other opposite side of the court.
Quick timeout by Dawson here.
All right, we got a timeout by Dawson, so we're going to take a commercial break here. 39-14, Lacrofell leading, 16 minutes to go. Section 3A girls basketball back after these messages.
Heather Floral and Greenhouse proudly serves Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison areas. We are committed to offering only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is friendly and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our professional staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That is why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Let Heather Floral and Greenhouse be your first choice for flowers. Our shop is open from 8 a.m. to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and from 9 to 3 on Saturday. That's Heather Floral and Greenhouse in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.
Are you a member of Minnesota Valley REC and need to replace your water heater? If so, do they have a deal for you? Along with the fact that an electric water heater is the safest, most reliable way to heat water, Minnesota Valley REC sells, delivers, and installs electric water heaters for co-op members. Whether you're replacing your old water heater or purchasing one for your new home, remember, an electric water heater has no fumes, no flames, nothing to vent, light, or clean. So it gives you the peace of mind that you have the safest water heater around. Minnesota Valley also offers rebates up to $300 and will finance the purchase and installation of a lifetime warranted water heater. Keep Minnesota Valley REC in mind if you should need to replace your water heater. Call them at 1-800-247-5051.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo High School Section 3A Girls Basketball. Lacrofell with a 39-14 lead, just over 5 minutes to go. Dawson Boyd inbounded the ball, did not get a shot, and they got picked up for a Deanna Hasted on an offensive foul on the rebound. So Lacrofell will bring it the length of the court. Now, we talked about Kayla Jan checking in for Jalen Lee, and with the girls down one player today, you're going to see probably a little more of Kayla Jan here in the second half.
Yeah, you're going to see some of those other girls see some time, and they're going to have to step up.
All right, there's a ball knocked out of bounds, so the Eagles will inbound it right in front of their bench, in front of Coach Erickson. 39-14, about 15 minutes ago, there's a pass down low to Cameron Lee. She's going to do an up and under. Then she got fouled by Haley Anderson. Just got her arm way out. A lot of contact on that.
That'll be her second, I believe.
Second foul on Haley Anderson, and Cameron Lee's going to go to the line, shoot two. Eagles up 39-14, 15 minutes ago. First free throw is nothing but good, nothing but net. Second free throw attempt for Cameron Lee. And it is up and nothing but net as well. 41-14 now. Eagles with a commanding lead. Cameron Lee has 6 points. Pass the ball up the court. Get the Esteline in the corner. Back out to Hughesby. Top of the key. Over to Kate Dahl. She's looking around
swings it on the backside to the Anahasset. She goes up, and she, oh, boy. She got fouled, made the shot, but they're going to say the foul occurred before the shot. I'm not so sure that was before the shot.
No,
it looked like she had started her motion, and she was
going up. Yep.
So that was on, I believe, Riley Lund, her second as well. Inbound pass goes to Hughesby, started by Riley Lund, kicks it out to Esslings. Her long three is off, rebound by Cameron Lee. She kicks it out the left side to Kayla Jan, dribbling, passing over to Riley Lund. Is it back to Kayla Jan, back over to Lund, swinging around to Gibson on the back side, right side. She's going to get it down to Taylor Shelstead in the corner, kicks it back out to Riley Lund. The three-pointer is off, rebounded by Haley Anderson.
Yeah, Haley doing a better job here in the second half, boxing out, getting that rebound.
Yeah, you got to be aggressive because all five players, for lack of pile, love to hit the offensive boards.
Yep.
Out of pressure there, Hughesby. That ball is blocked. She went up for a shot, and Cam Lee met her up in the area, and she was the Sultan of SWAT.
Yeah.
Like Dikembe Mutombo there,
yep.
For those of you that would know who that is. He says, get that out of here.
Should have did the finger wave.
Exactly. Okay, Bell is going to inbound it to Hasted. She kicks it out to Essling, top of the key, swings it over the other side to Hughesby. Kate Bell on the left side, back out front to Essling. She's going to do a little dribble drive. That was stopped by Gibson. Kicks it back out to Kate Bell. She's going to try driving in. Well guarded by Shelstead. She has no place to go. Kicks it to Hasted. She's going to pass it, and that was deflected by Anna Gibson out of bounds. So Boston Boyd will inbound the ball. 41-14, if you just joined us, just under 14 minutes to go. Lacaparo off to a good lead, but, you know, Ryan, they are the number one seed. They have high expectations, so it's not surprising.
Yep, that's right.
Kate Dahl's got it on the left side. She's going to pass it down low to Haley Anderson. She's looking to drive. Nothing there. Gives it to Deanna Hasted. She passes back to Anderson, and there's a nice pass. Good bounce pass.
Yeah, good pass. Good ball movement by Dawson that time.
It was. A little bounce pass. Got it to Anderson. She put it up off the glass for two. And there's a ball lost by the Eagles and picked up by Dawson, but then Taylor Shelstead knocks it away back to the Eagles. Kayla Jan's got it. She swings it over to Lund. Shelstead on the left side. She's going to dribble. Kicks it back out to Kayla Jan. She's going to do a dribble drive on the baseline, and that went well over the basket. Picked up by Hasted on the rebound. Kicks it out to Essling. Just over 13 minutes to go, 41-16. And that ball is stopped. Kicks it out to Kate Dahl. She's going to take a three-pointer. And that was an air ball, but Hughesby right there to pick up the rebound, kicks it out to Anderson. She kicks it back out to Kate Dahl. She's going to do a little dribble drive, guarded by Taylor Shelstead. Gets it back to Essling. She's going to take a look at a three. Went off the front of the net and rim, and rebounded by Cameron Lee. Boy, the Eagles defense, I've been saying this many times this year, they're just impressive person-to-person defense.
Yeah, no bad passer by Riley.
Yeah, she tried to force that into Gibson, and that was taken away by Hughesby. She brings the ball up, kicks it over to Dahl, and going on the backside to Anna Hasted. She's going to, ooh, in and out. I thought that was good, but that bounced right out. So Riley Lund with the rebound. Now they've got some full court pressure going on. Shelstead beats that pressure, gets it to Jan. Jan kicks it back to Shelstead. She's going to take a three. That is off the rim. Rebound by Kate Dahl. The pace has really kind of slowed down a little bit, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
You know, with Lacaparo, with that big lead, you know, they don't have to rush anything. They can do a few extra passes. Boston Boyd, you know, they're trying to get some shots up, some three-pointers. Nothing's falling for them yet, so it's still 41. It was 41-14 at halftime. There's a steal. And Dylan Erickson, you're going to take a timeout, full timeout. So we've got a full timeout by Lacaparo, 41-16. They're in command, just under 12 minutes to go. We're going to take a timeout here for some commercial breaks. We'll be back after these messages.
Building trust is what we do, so you can trust Schibble Mutual Insurance to support you with a wide range of products and local service. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Member Insurance Company, we're here to protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Schibble Mutual Insurance agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. UFP Miniota is a universal forest products company and is a leading single-source supplier of industrial packaging, concrete forming products, lumber, and trusses used in manufactured homes. UFP Mineota is proud to be a part of the Mineota community and a big booster of all activities at Mineota High School. Go Vikings! UFP Mineota is always looking to hire the right individual. If you're looking to join the winning team, call 507-872-6178 or stop in at 700 East 1st Street, Mineota, to learn more.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo High School, Section 3A Girls Basketball. Bart Hill, Ryan Lee filling in for the legend, Paul Ramo, who is not here today. So you know he must be not feeling too good if he misses any kind of tournament action, Ryan.
Yeah, this is his favorite time of year, so he must be sick if he's going to miss this.
After the timeout, missed shot by Lacaparo, Dawson has it, brings it up the court, and
that one went behind the basket.
And Hessling was going to take a three-pointer, went behind the basket, and we do see Isabel Gerdes. She's not on the bench, but she's sitting with it looks like a possible physical trainer or somebody down there. She does have her left knee in an ice pack. It is elevated, so that's all we know right now. Another turnover by the Eagles. That was taken away by Allison Essling. She kicks it up to Hasted on the right side, back up to top of the key to Dahl. She kicks it to the left side over to Essling. She's going to drive, no place to go, but she is going to get picked up for the travel. Once again, that person-to-person on-ball pressure, that's causing a lot of those turnovers.
Yeah, yep. The pressure by Lockparl, I mean, Dawson hasn't gotten any open looks here. Even dribbling, they can't get by anybody.
Oh, yeah, a new player for the Eagles. Kaya Kranz is in there, post player for the Eagles. And at this point, I'm sure Coach Erickson is going like, okay, we know what Kayla Jan can do. Let's find out what someone else can do. There's a nice pass from Gibson to Cameron Lee down low for an easy basket. 2 points, 43-16 now. The Eagles have a commanding lead here. And again, they will play at 6 o'clock on Tuesday unless something drastic happens here and Dawson Boyd makes a big comeback. And they'll take on the winner of YME and RTR, who will play next. Dahl has the ball on the left side. No place to go. She tried passing it. Stolen by Taylor Shelstead. She's taken off. She's flying down the court and looks like she lost the ball a little bit, but she gets it back to Jalen Lee. She missed the rebound. The ball is deflected off of Cameron Lee and goes out of bounds. So again, if you're just joining us here, 43-16, the Eagles jumped out to a 13-0 lead. They had a 25-3 lead before Dawson made a little bit of a comeback. Our halftime score was 34-14, a 20-point lead for the Eagles. Now they have a 43-16 lead with 10 minutes to go. Essling driving, that layup or floater was a little bit short, picked up by Kaya Kranz. The story of the game, Isabel Gerdes went down with an injury. Nobody knows the status of, or we don't know the status of that right now, but Kayla Jan has been playing a little bit. Kaya Kranz is in the game now. Jalen Lee obviously is going to play a bigger role now here today with just under 10 minutes to go. Jalen Lee, speak of the devil. Yeah. To the pointer from the left wing.
He's got to step up here.
Yeah, that was a nice shot, and it was just great passing around the perimeter for the Eagles before she had that open look and nailed that three. 46-16, 9.5 minutes go. Hasted for Dawson takes a three. That's off. Rebound by Cam Lee. She's had a lot of rebounds today.
Yeah, I have her for 9. I don't know if that's right. Nice pass by Jalen.
Oh, wow. That was awesome. So the ball off the rebound, they gave it up to Jalen Lee. She took it up the left side. Kaya Kranz streaking down the right side. Little bounce pass. Kaya went up for 2. Good for her and good for the Eagles. There's another miss and a rebound by Cameron Lee. So Kaya with her first points tonight off the assist from Jalen Lee. Eagles have the ball out front to Gibson. She swings it over to the right side, down to Shelstead. Kicks it down to Kranz. She's got it back out down to Cameron Lee down low, and that's going to be there's a lot of contact there, and looks like Coach Hawkinson is going to take a timeout for Dawson Boyd. It is Eagles 50, Dawson Boyd Blackjack 16, just under 9 minutes to go. We've got a commercial break, so we'll be back with more Section 3A girls basketball after these messages.
The Co-op Credit Union in Cambie offers its members online access to their credit union accounts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With Home Financial Services Virtual Branch, members can view their accounts, make a transfer, or pay their bills online, and best of all, it's all free. All savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA, a U.S. government agency. That's the Co-op Credit Union located in Cambie.
At Miller Services Tri-County Insurance, we have been providing crop insurance products to area farmers since 1978. We all know in today's high input environment, you have to protect your livelihood. We also understand that you have a bottom line to consider, and input costs are better spent in the ground. We can customize a plan that gets your operation the protection you need without breaking the bank. Call 320-769-2000 or stop by and talk to Patrick today, located in the Dawson Co-op Credit Union building. Also offering farm, home, auto, life, and annuity products. Tri-County Insurance Incorporated is an equal opportunity provider.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo High School, everyone. We are out of the timeout, Section 3A girls basketball. This is the first of four quarterfinal games here today in Montevideo. Lacapara, number one seed, is out to a big commanding lead over the number eight seed, Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Dawson Boyd inbounded the ball, brought it up the court. There's a pass out front to Swazinski. She lost the ball, and Gibson picks it up. She's going to kick it out to the side. Here is Kayla Jan. She's going to set up for a three-pointer. That's off the rim. Ball is hustled down in the corner by Gibson. Wow. So Lillian Juggenson was just going to let that go by, but Anna Gibson hustled all the way down and saved it in the corner. She's got the ball now. Kicks it out front to Lund. Over to Kayla Jan. Back out to Lund out front. She's going to swing. Boy, great passing by the Eagle. Seven or eight passes each time down the court. They kick it down low to Kaya Cran. She kicks it back out to Gibson. Over to Lund. Back out to Kayla Jan. She's in a dribble drive back to Gibson on the right side. Passes it down with Kayla or Kaya Kranz. Gives it to Jalen Lee. That ball is deflected, knocked out, but picked up by the Eagles. Riley Lund has it. Over to Anna Gibson. Boy, good defense by Dawson. Yeah, they're not getting any easy shots.
No, they're not. They've kind of went to back to that 2-3 zone, looks like.
Yeah, they did a nice job of that. And there's Riley Lund from the top of the key, and she finally breaks that 2-3 zone with a long three-pointer, 53-16, 7.5 minutes to go. And she's had a good game so far, Ron.
She's got 16 on the night.
Wow, 16 points.
Four three-pointers.
Well, that's a big step up for her. She had 11 in the first half. That was an air ball by the Dawson Boyd Blackjack. So the Eagles will inbound the ball. Kayla Jan kicks it out to Riley Lund, who's bringing the ball up the court. We've got Taylor Shelstead and Cameron Lee are sitting on the bench giving these other girls a chance, which is what you need to do.
Yep.
You're going to need, like you said, all hands on deck.
Nice stuff by Kaya.
Yeah, she picked up the ball. It was knocked out of her hands by, I believe, Taylor Jorgensen. So Dawson Boyd picks up the ball to Swazinski. She kicks it over to No, that was not Essling. That was Jorgens. She kicks it down to Haley Anderson, gets her own rebound, gets it up and in. And she's going to be fouled, I believe, by Kranz from behind.
Yep, Kaya Kranz.
Yeah. Good, nice offensive rebound by Anderson. She gets the putback. She, you know, the one thing is, Ryan, if she misses her shot, she fights for that rebound, and she puts it right back up.
Yep. The Kelly Kahn into the game for Riley Lund.
Right, so they're looking at some of these other girls here that are going to get some experience here. And we've got the clock is running. The mercy rules, in fact. So that ball was put up and in after the end one from Haley Anderson, 53-19 now. Clock is running, 6 minutes to go. And there's a turnover again by the Eagles, picked up by Allison Essling. He tracks it down, kicks it out to, kicks it out to Hughesby, Chelsea Hughesby, and Ayanna Gibson, who was running up the court, came from behind, and they kind of collided.
Yeah.
Now he's got another set.
Claire Borstedt.
Claire Borstedt for the Eagles. So we've got the four seniors are all sitting on the bench now and leading it to the young guns.
Yep. Good experience for these girls being the stage, get some minutes.
Absolutely. Essling has the ball pressured, knocked away by Kayla Jan. She's going to get the ball back and bring it up. She passes it over to Hughesby. Hughesby, one of two senior starters, Kate Bell and Chelsea Hughesby. Well, there are only two seniors on Dawson Boyd's team, so... You know, that's got to be in the back of their mind, too, Ryan, knowing that this will be the last high school game that they play.
Yep.
That's always that bittersweet moment, knowing it's over. Pass down low to Kai Kranz. She gets it to Khan. That ball is knocked away, picked up by Haley Anderson. If you look at Bass and Boyd, you know, looking at next year, they bring a lot of girls back that have a lot of experience. Like I said, they only lose two seniors, so they've got some talented girls coming back.
They do. They got a, you know, few juniors and sophomores coming back that have played varsity for a couple of years now. So they'll look to improve from last, you know, from this year to next year.
That was a missed shot picked up by Jen. They bring it down. She hits the ball back, takes up a three-pointer. That one was off the rim, but hustled down Jalen Lee, and it's last touched by Straczynski. So Black Hole Power will take the ball on the side here. 53-19, it is running time here, so we'll just do a very brief post-game show, and we will head right over to Morris with more Section 3A wrestling. Allison Essling drives in. She gets followed by Kaya Clans. Now, the only thing that will stop it now is... Well, there's a timeout. All right, we got a timeout, so we'll take a commercial break here. Get the last 4 minutes of Section 3A girls basketball here from Montevideo. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you looking for a great way to improve the air quality in your home? Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Madison has an idea for you. Have their team install a new or replacement Rood furnace or air conditioning system, and you'll get a free UV light disinfection system. Ultraviolet light disinfection will destroy many of the harmful organisms found in every home. Get all the details today by calling 320-598-3761 or 507-829-6190. Talk with the gang at Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Madison. Ask about the free UV light disinfection offer with the purchase of a new or replacement Rood furnace or AC system. 320-598-3761 or 507-829-6190. Jim's Market in Canby is a big store in a small town. They're known for their friendly staff and a beautifully kept store at a great location. You'll love the fresh quality cuts of meat in their meat department. Their deliciously fresh produce department offers an incredible selection of the freshest fruits and vegetables around. Enjoy their donuts, muffins, cupcakes, and cakes baked fresh in their bakery department every day. Jim's Market Deli is sure to please with a variety of meats, cheeses, homemade deli salads, sandwiches, and a great selection of lunch and dinner items available. That's Jim's Market. They're right on North Highway 75, Canby. It's 12:02. Let's get back to basketball action with Bart and Ryan.
Hi.
All right. Bart Hill, Ryan Lee here, Section 3A girls basketball. There's just under 4 minutes to go. Kaya Kranz went up for a shot. She was fouled, and due to the mercy rule, if the team is ahead by 35 or more points, the only thing that stops the clock now is an official's timeout or a coach's timeout. So Kaya Kranz is going to shoot two here on the free throw line. First shot is up and just a little bit long, bouncing it in and out. So we're going to try to do the end of this game and the post game. We're kind of all wrapped up into one, Brian, so we can get back to Morris and Section 3A wrestling individuals with Danny Lee and Brooke Newman. So, you know, the A-plus cooperative play of the game. We had an excellent pass rebound in the first half that allowed the Eagles to get up to that big lead. Riley Lund ended up with a rebound. She kicked it out to Taylor Shelstead, who brought it up to the right side of the court, and Ianna Gibson on the left side of the court sprinted all the way down, and Taylor gave her a nice pass, and she went up for two, and I think at that point it put the Eagles up by about 18 points. They really never looked back after a great start, so that was Ag plus cooperative play of the game. But the Eagles have the ball up 54-20. Again, the clock is running. That ball was knocked away by Dawson. Essling has it. She's bringing the ball up the court. She's going right to the basket. She's going to take a shot. That shot was just off. Anderson fighting for the rebound with Kahn there. Still a loose ball.
Yeah,
a hard push by Kayla Jan. Just kind of knocks Straczynski off her feet. So Dawson Boyd will inbound it. Nobody's in foul trouble yet. There are only five fouls for the Eagles, three fouls for the Blackjacks. And Ryan, why don't we just maybe announce the player of the great game since she is sitting out right now?
Yeah, player of the game, I think we'll go to Riley Lund. She ended up with 16 points on the night. She got things going early. She had three threes and two free throws in the first half for 11 first half points, and then a three and a two in the second half. So she ends up with 16 points on the night.
Yeah, that's a great night. We got Claire Stratmon is in from Blackjacks. We got number 21. Jordan Strand is in for the Blackjacks. That ball was turned over. Both teams kind of emptying their benches now. Jan has it. She's got it on the right side, dribbling. Passes it in the corner to Kaya Kranz. Down low to Kahn. She's going to take a shot. That one was blocked a little bit, partially by number 22, Rachel Jorgens. Dawson Boyd comes up with the ball.
Yeah, Stratmon, just a seventh grader.
Yeah, but she handles the ball really, really well. She kicks it out to number 20, Hanish. She's going to go in, and nothing there. Kaya Kranz pulls it down, that rebound. Just a little over a minute to go. We will not have time for a Neon Needles post-game report, so we're just going to briefly do a summary of the game and then head back to Morris for wrestling. And there's a pass the ball. Jalen Lee out front. She's going to take a three-pointer. That's off the front of the rim. Stratmon picks up the ball. She's going to bring up the ball for the Blackjacks.
50 seconds to go in the game. She's dribbling. She's going to take an off-balance shot. That almost went in. Rebound by Clara Borsted. Again, two seniors on Dawson Boyd Blackcheck team, Chelsea Hughesby and Kate Dahl, will be saying goodbye to their high school season, their final game as a Blackcheck.
You know, shout out to Dawson. They had a good year. The last few years, they've kind of, you know, one win, two wins, and this year they ended up with nine wins. So I think Coach Hawkinson is doing a great job over in Dawson.
Yeah, she was really excited after the game last night. You know, they haven't had many playoff wins in the last 10 years. So we got some new subs coming in as well for the Eagles.
We got Taylor Kendall Shelstead, Zoe Doctor, Taylor Wood, and Andy Doctor all in for the Eagles.
And clock is running down.
So the whole bench has played for Loch Parr.
All right, and just with 5 seconds to go, probably not going to be a lot of action. Stratmullen takes a shot, rebounded by Kendall Shelton, and she's just going to hang on to the ball. So here's your final. It's Loch Parr 54, Dawson Boyd 20. Again, Loch Parr would advance and play right here on Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, versus the winner of RTR and Rimey. Ryan, why don't you just take us through the Dawson Boyd the Loch Parr scoring since they're advancing, and then we'll be signing off here.
Yeah, we had Riley Lund led the way with 16. Isabel Gertis had 2. Taylor Shelstead, 11. Ayanna Gibson with 5. Cameron Lee, 10 points. I'm pretty sure she had a double-double. I had her down for 10 rebounds. Jalen Lee with 7, and Kaya Kranz with 3.
All right, that was our brief Neon Needles post-game show. Again, Subway player of the game was Riley Lund. Eagles win, advance to the next round. So thank you all your listeners. We're going to turn it over now to Section 3A Wrestling with Brooke Newman and Danny Lee in Morris. Have a great afternoon.